More than a dozen professors and instructors from the University of Illinois College of Law have signed a letter to the U.S. Senate urging senators to vote against Brett Kavanaugh's confirmation to the Supreme Court. The letter was published by the New York Times yesterday. It says although the professors have differing views about his other qualifications, the more than 2,400 professors from across the country agree that Kavanaugh does not have the impartiality and judicial temperament to sit on the high court. That letter was delivered to the U.S. Senate yesterday. And one of those professors from the University of Illinois who signed that letter is Leslie Wexler. She joins me on the phone right now. Professor Wexler, thanks for your time today.
Thanks for having me.
If you could, just summarize why you signed on to this letter.
Sure. I watched the confirmation hearings, and I thought that Judge Kavanaugh's behavior demonstrated outrageous disrespect for the proceeding and for the senators. I thought that he evaded rather than answered questions. I thought that his comment about the proceeding being part of a larger partisan smear that was orchestrated by the Clintons, that the country will reap what it sowed, did not in any way reflect the neutrality and thoughtfulness that we expect of all our judges, and particularly of judges who would sit on the Supreme Court.
Just a quick follow-up to that. I'm curious if you read Judge Kavanaugh's op-ed in the Wall Street Journal and what you thought of his explanation for some of his remarks during his testimony.
I did, and I thought it was interesting how he referenced that he was there first and foremost as a son, a husband, and a father when what was happening was an interview for a position for the Supreme Court. There are things that we do and behave in private that don't speak to the merits of being considered an impartial judge. What he did was a consciously public performance, and he was there as a nominee for the Supreme Court.
There were, as the letter mentioned, it didn't get into other reasons for possibly opposing the Kavanaugh nomination. I'm curious, were you opposed to his nomination for reasons other than impartiality and judicial temperament?
Initially, when he was on a short list, the answer was no. We are not in alignment about his approach to constitutional interpretation, among other things, but I think he had the requisite skill set. During the course of the vetting, I became concerned about what I would call truthiness. So did he know that the stolen documents relating to judicial appointments were in fact stolen? But my concern about that and my sort of certainty of the truth of the matter wasn't strong enough to oppose his nomination. When the allegations of sexual assault were first leaked, I thought an anonymous allegation does not provide Judge Kavanaugh an opportunity to respond. When Dr. Ford came forward, I thought that I needed to hold my opinion until I heard both of them speak. Having heard both of them speak, I found her much more credible than I found him. I'm not sure that I think a criminal standard of preponderance of the evidence would lead me to convict Kavanaugh, but I also don't think that's the relevant standard for a confirmation hearing. I would have voted no, but I think reasonable minds can differ about what the right standard is for thinking through these allegations for a nomination. I don't think reasonable minds can disagree about the way he behaved.
I'm also curious, Leslie, on your thoughts on retired Justice John Paul Stevens weighing in on the Kavanaugh nomination. Certainly that's not something that's common. Do you think that was appropriate for him to do?
It's a really hard question for me to answer. I had the same thought when President Obama came to campus and spoke extensively about the current political climate and about President Trump. I think there is a real concern about the erosion of political norms. But I also, at the same time, think that President Obama, Justice Stevens, are people who care deeply about institutions and about political norms. And it really raises alarm bells for me that if they're willing to speak out, that I believe we really are in extraordinary times.
And in addition, a couple of years ago, current Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg also raised some eyebrows when she shared some thoughts on then presidential candidate Donald Trump during the 2016 campaign. Similar thoughts to her weighing in there?
I thought that her comments were injudicious, and I think it is appropriate that eyebrows were raised.
I'm curious also how you think the Kavanaugh nomination process will affect future nominations to the Supreme Court.
I think it's part of a larger story, a story that includes political seeds of discord that were sown in keeping Merrick Garland from a vote and potentially go back as far as Judge Bork and Judge Ginsburg. I think that these matters are becoming increasingly more difficult to reach nonpartisan resolution. That said, you know, Judge Gorsuch did not raise these sorts of concerns, and his nomination did not raise the same sort of political ire. It may affect who presidents are willing to nominate, and I think that reaching agreement may generally be more difficult.
And if Kavanaugh is confirmed, how do you see him impacting the court and future decisions?
Sure. So I think there are two different ways he impacts the courts. The first is by raising an overall legitimacy question for the millions of Americans who believe Dr. Ford's testimony, who believe that the FBI investigation was not thorough. It's going to be difficult for them to see the decision to move forward with his nomination as something other than a stain on the Supreme Court. As regards case law, I think that he will be one of the justices who is interested in chipping away at Roe versus Wade. I don't think that Roe versus Wade will be overturned, but I think that they will use Casey versus Planned Parenthood to really make it much more difficult for women to get abortions. I think that Judge Kavanaugh has a very distinctive view of administrative agencies, which is not, it turns out, particularly executive branch favorable, but could really wreak havoc for the administrative state if other justices get on board. I think that he will be vigorous in guarding religious liberty. And I'm curious whether his experience over the confirmation of the nomination proceedings will shape his view in the future of criminal defendants and make him more interested in sort of vigorous protection for criminal defendants in the same way that Justice Scalia was sometimes seen to be a surprise voice for criminal defendants.
Leslie Wexler is a professor with the University of Illinois College of Law. She was one of 14 professors and instructors from the U of I College of Law to sign a letter opposing the nomination of Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. Professor Wexler, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you for having me.